This morning in here in the studio with us, we have Grace McAfee, the Community Wellness Coordinator here in Cass County. We want to talk a little bit about an opportunity coming up on May 9th. There'll be a what we'll call a mental wellness panel that'll be held at the Griswold Community Building for folks here in the area to attend. Grace, how are you this morning?
We're great. We're doing good.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. We've talked quite a bit over the last few years about mental wellness issues and things. That's a topic that's really kind of risen up the priority list, hasn't it?
Yes, and we'd like to see it keep rising. Not necessarily seeing people still have those issues, but if you think about it, there's 1 in 5 people that experience mental health issues, and that's about as much as white cars on the road today. So we want that awareness to get out there, and we want people to feel comfortable enough to talk about these things, because mental health is just as important as going to see the doctor for your annual checkup. So.
Okay. Well, this event on May 9th will be held at the Griswold Community Building, and it'll be a 5:30 p.m. event. I see a free meal is provided as part of that, too. That's always a nice little hook to get folks in the door. But tell us a little bit about how that will be set up that night.
Yes. So at 5:30, we will have free pizza and salad. And then folks can kind of, we have a little kind of fair of services that we have in Cass County. So different resources will be set up. People can walk around, kind of talk with the resources in Cass County, Zion, Family Crisis, Extension, all of those main groups will be there. You can get a hold of their resources, their therapist, how to set up appointments through that. And then after supper, we will have a panel of professionals in our in Cass County that will talk about different areas of mental health, whether that's youth mental health, how to deal with if your child has mental health issues, how do you talk to them? How do you get them set up with an appointment? And then also crisis intervention. How do you get started with therapy? If you don't like a therapist, is it okay to switch it? It's so definitely different areas around mental health that hopefully someone can take something out of, and that's what we're really hoping for.
Sure. I see you've got a group of folks who will be sitting down to share some ideas, some resources, some, I'm sure, interesting stories and things along the way, too. Can you talk a little bit about what they bring to the table?
Yes. So we have a fantastic panel. All of them can be used locally. So all of them can be able to reach through Cass County, whether that be telehealth appointments, whether that be just finding resources. But we have Erica Kirchhoff, who is with Child and Family Resource Network, and she is an outreach coordinator. So she works with kind of getting that information out there. She's fantastic. She's been in this field for several years. So another fantastic panelist. We have Melanie Fell, who is a mental health professional. She works with the Atlantic Schools. So we're really excited to see what she brings to the table on the youth side of mental health. She is along with Carolyn Brucht. She also works for Atlantic Schools as a mental health professional. Kind of see what they're doing in Atlantic Schools, how they're trying to combat mental health and trying to make it a regular thing for children to stick up with, because our youth are struggling. They have a lot more on their plates than we used to as kids. They have social media to look after all the time. So we really want to focus on youth with that, those two panelists. We have Mary Beth Roskins, who is an intake and referral coordinator. She's fantastic. And then we have Deborah. She is also a mental health therapist with Catholic Charities. So they are definitely, if you are in need of therapy, they're going to provide therapy. There is no turn away for income and situation. So a lot of great panelists that we have.
Boy, I hear a lot about youth.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if I should be alarmed that there's such a need or if I should be happy that we've recognized the need and are doing something.
I think you could do both. This is a topic that keeps rising, like you said, and we keep talking about it, which is amazing because it needs to be talked about. I was speaking with a lady yesterday that her child suffers with anxiety and social anxiety terribly. And she told me yesterday that, man, I wish as a parent when my kid was just going to school, we had something like this. So I was able to talk to other parents. I was able to fight for my kid in the classroom and make sure she has the right resources. So I think if we keep talking about this, then these parents have those tools to fight for their kids too.
Well, and your experience as an educator in the classroom helps mm-hmm. too. You recognize some of those issues.
Yes, absolutely. And that was probably the most heartbreaking part of being a teacher too is, you know, these kids, you see them every day. They'll scroll on TikTok and say, okay, well, this 14-year-old has such a better life than I do. Why don't I have that? But they don't get to see those bad days that 14-year-old is having. They get to see the amazing days. And we do it as an adult as well. So, but that's all they've seen all their lives. So, yes, I think it's a very important topic to talk about.
Very good. A panel discussion. So will this be like an open discussion with everyone involved?
Yes, absolutely. So we will give kind of the panelists about 5 to 10 minutes to kind of give their spiel, what they do, their background, and kind of why they're the right person to talk about these topics. And then we'll open it up to questions in the audience about like how to see a therapist, whatever you want to ask these panelists, it is free game. If you are on Zoom, you can type your questions into the chat. If you're visiting one of the libraries, you can definitely type the questions in the chat and we'll get those answered.
Yeah, and you mentioned Zoom. Yes. You're making this very accessible for people.
Absolutely. So there is so many options to attend this event. If you see our flyer floating around town or on Facebook, you can scan that QR code to attend on Zoom. It's completely anonymous on Zoom. So if that's something you're worried about, you don't have to worry about your name being out there to attend this event. If you're someone like some grandparents I know who does not like QR codes, just go ahead and give me a call and I'll send you over the link to join Zoom. If you're someone who is unable to attend, you don't have transportation, but you'd like to attend in person, if you give me a call by May 8th, I will arrange free transportation to the event. If you're someone who doesn't want to attend in person, but you don't have a computer at home, you can attend either the Anita or Atlantic Public Libraries. Just make sure you let me know by May 8th so I make sure we have staff available.
I would like to think by now the stigma of attending these types of events has passed, but, you know, some people may still have some doubts there. But it's not just people who specifically need assistance or looking for assistance that are going to these. It's people who love someone or care mm-hmm. about someone who, you know, may just want to know more, or maybe just a community member who wants to see the resources.
Yes, and that's one thing. This is why I'm so passionate about this, because I have a couple of family members who struggle with mental health. And I've always been passionate about this, that we need to break that stigma. And so if you are a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, make sure you go and fight for your loved ones and you make sure you give them the right tools to still be here, to be your mother, brother, father. So.
And this, as I said, it'll be a discussion. This is going to be a very open forum. Mm-hmm. There's really mm-hmm. nothing off the table.
No. Ask what you want. We love your questions and we can't wait to hopefully give you some tools.
How much of this evening will be answering questions and how much of it will be kind of directing them in a direction where they can find some answers or some assistance that they might need?
50-50. You know, if there's going to be questions where maybe you don't want to ask them in front of a huge group too, pull one of our panelists aside, with Cass County Coalition of Mental Health, we always have the tools to direct you in the right spot too. So if that's something you want to make an appointment with a therapist, but you don't know how to get that started, you don't know if you want to go to Full Circle, you don't know if you want to go to therapy place, we will get you in the right direction. So if you want to ask those questions out and about, go ahead. But if you want to pull one of us aside, we'd love to answer your questions.
So if privacy, confidentiality mm-hmm. are something that you do desire, that can be worked out.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Well, we want to be sensitive to everyone's needs, mm-hmm. but we also want to let folks know that their needs can be met and you don't have to go somewhere else to get those services.
No. And that's one thing I will say until I'm blue in the face. Until I started this job, I had no idea how many resources Cass County had. Just reading through all of our services in Cass County, and some of our resources might not be housed in Cass County, but they have telehealth appointments. They have phone calls that they are able to reach us to. So the list goes on and on and on of the services we provide.
Sure. Registration necessary?
No, absolutely not. Unless you want to attend the libraries or you need transportation, then I need to arrange some things before that. But other than that,
sure.
Come as you are.
Have plenty of space and ready to go and
get plenty there. Plenty of pizza.
Good. I was going to ask because the food's important. We have
yes.
to make sure we have enough for everyone. Excellent. Well, again, that's coming up on May 9th, and that is a Thursday night. That starts at 5:30. They will have the food available for you there, too. The presentation getting underway at 6 o'clock. It'll be kind of a panel discussion, presentations, and your chance to ask all the questions that you might bring along with regard to wellness issues that you think that you may need access to. And you'll be surprised how many things you will have in your home communities. Very good. Grace McAfee in with us this morning, the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate you putting this
yes,
together.
Thank you.